שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים.
Hello, we're reading chosen excerpts for a special Uniting Day of Jerusalem. You can find the excerpts in our website, Jerusalem Day.
Well, what can we say here about Jerusalem Day? This is the point of connection in spirituality between the souls and the upper system. If we're talking about this world, it's the only city in the land of Israel that has a special standing. The mount of the temple and the temple itself are those points where we have the connection with the upper world. It's a great symbol of connection. We know, in accordance with what we learn and how we implement these spiritual rules, that if there's no connection in the tens that Moshe built, Israel wouldn't be special and wouldn't come to the degree of Binah, the degree of 40. It symbolizes the 40 years in the desert. And it also wouldn't come to the land of Israel, Yeshar Kel. And all of this through the great work that they did from Zion, from Zion, where the Torah will come from exits and entrances, all these ascents and descents that we go through in connection along the path. We come to a state called the desire that's directed to the Creator in generality. And then we come to a special fear, complete fear, Yirah Shlema, Jerusalem. And in it also the mountain, special contemplations that come to the special Kli, which is all in order to bestow. Just like the first temple, Mochin Dechaya, either in to bestow the second temple, Mochin Neshama. In all these states, we need to understand that we attain them only in connection. We're not talking about rocks, we're not talking about a geographical place, but rather we're talking about what we call Jerusalem in the heart. As we build that relationship of one to others, for that to be complete fear, Yirah Shlema, Jerusalem, and in it, that point of contact between us and the Creator. So it is all expressed in connection. There's no connection, there's no land of Israel, there's no Jerusalem, there's no Mount Temple, there's nothing. There is connection, we do. Therefore, we are in the land of Israel today. According to the truth, no. Are we in Jerusalem? No, it's not Jerusalem or the land of Israel or anything. But rather the discernments that need to bring us to the essence of the right connection, and then the land of Israel and everything. Therefore, like Baal Shem Tov, as an opportunity for redemption. The redemption is from the redemption of his, where we're all coming. We need to understand that the work of the ego is something we need to do, and then we will reveal Jerusalem, and all the rest are internal discernments.
ועל זה יש לנו הרבה פסוקים, אנחנו נקרא כנראה עכשיו.
So we're going to read chosen excerpts about the Jerusalem Day, and we'll see how much the greatest of the generations, the great Kabbalists, talked about this point. There are many excerpts, we chose a few of them. What else do I have to add? Yes, we talked about the opportunity in the speech for the completion of the Zohar. Baal HaSulam says that even though Baal HaSulam took this land from the other nations and gave it to us, we did not yet receive it. We don't enjoy it yet. However, by giving us this, the Creator gave us an opportunity for redemption, meaning to purify, to sanctify, and to take the work of the Creator upon ourselves, the work in Torah and Mitzvot. And then the temple will be built, will receive this land, will feel, and will be happy with the redemption. Yeah, so let's start reading the excerpts and we'll see what can we add. You can ask from here or from abroad, whoever wants to ask about Israel, Jerusalem, the mountain where the temple was built, and the temple itself. Go ahead. The first excerpt from the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Jerusalem is built as a city that is connected together, a city that makes all Israel friends. Again, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Jerusalem is built as a city that is connected together, a city that makes all Israel friends. This means that if we come to a state called Jerusalem in a spiritual sense, not Jerusalem that you drive route number one and you reach it, that's clear, right? Then we reach a state where the nation of Israel is connected as one. That's a sign, it's a symbol, it's the essence of Jerusalem. Yeah? No nation, no other place, no other approach has this concept, because in our nation everything only reveals through the connection, and without connection the land of Israel doesn't exist, the people of Israel don't exist, no other detail. Clear? No questions? But a question about this, exactly. Why are you mad at me? Rav, I'm not mad. I just don't want you to divert us to a different direction. What direction? Okay, go ahead, ask. So, why is there a destruction in Jerusalem? Not only there's no connection, there's destruction in Jerusalem. Rav, Jerusalem is the place where gives us the indication of the spiritual state of this nation. Meaning, when there's no hatred, no distance between the different sectors of this people, more than in Jerusalem. I was in Haifa lately. I talked to the mayor. And in general, you see the city is calm. You see how many Jews you have there, how many Arabs you have there, but there's no problem. It's like you can take the city as an example. It's a wonder. But look at Jerusalem. And what do we give Jerusalem? How much this country is investing in Jerusalem, and how much it's investing in Haifa? And in Jerusalem, there's a lot of hatred between all the different people. It's a very difficult city. That's the state each one has in his heart regarding connection. Yes. What's so special about it? What's so special is that when you don't work on the connection, that's what you get. Jerusalem, specifically Jerusalem? Yes, specifically Jerusalem, because I told you, this is the center of the connection of the people of Israel, or the center of the disconnection. Next. Excerpt number 2 from Talmud Bavli, Masechet Yoma. The second temple, where they engaged in Torah, Mitzvot, and good deeds, Rav, everything. Specifically, they were so meticulous about each and everything. The Torah, the mitzvot, charity, and everything. Why was it destroyed? Because unfounded hatred was found in it. All that happened was that they didn't get along with each other. Yes, do you understand? Like today, do people get along? No. Do they keep the mitzvot and the Torah externally? Yes, of course, they do. They work hard on it. However, unfounded hatred, distance, opposing each other, and everything is shattered. That's it. A day that the temple is not built is just like the day that the temple is destroyed. That's the law. Until we connect above the unfounded hate, we will not be able to reach a corrected state. That's why it doesn't depend on the Torah, the mitzvot, gemilut chasadim, charity, or anything. It all only depends on the connection of the hearts. At least to be in the direction of love thy friend as yourself. Then Jerusalem will be re-established and everything that should be in it. The Maral from Prague writes in Chidushei Agadot, by the temple and Jerusalem, all Israel became one man, because they had one altar, and were not permitted that each one should build his own altar. Thus, by the temple, Israel became one nation. But when there was a division between them, the place that unified Israel was destroyed. And so, because of unfounded hatred, the city and the temple were destroyed. Do you know this thing? When this is my synagogue, but this synagogue, I'll never look at it. It's not only a joke, it's what happens in the heart. And each one makes his own altar. Okay. It's not okay, but what can you add? Yes, Mushi.
Yeah,
in the previous excerpt, Gmilut Chasadim, charity, isn't it mutual bestowal? What is it? Gmilut Chasadim is when I'm really ready to help others. And I'm willing to spread out everything I have except the heart. In the heart, I'm not willing to connect. Not willing. Not ready. For what intention do I perform this gemilut chasadim, this charity? For my children to live, to gain something in this world, to gain something in the next world. Because without the wisdom of Kabbalah, you can't reach in order to bestow lishma for the Creator's sake. Because you can't do it because you don't draw the light that it reforms. As it's written in the introduction to the test, item 155. They're incapable because they're not learning the wisdom of Kabbalah properly, so they can get the light that it reforms, called Torah, from above. They're not aiming themselves in order to direct the evil inclination. Meaning, a person doesn't have this concern all the time. And because there is no direction, such direction, even the charity and all the actions they do only for themselves. That's why the temple, even though people did engage in the Torah, in mitzvot, and gemilut chasadim, it was only to do good for themselves, and it was a big separation between everyone. That's why the temple was destroyed. Question: If I understand correctly, it's from the Talmud, the book that Kabbalists wrote. So they talked about Torah, mitzvot, and gemilut chasadim, meaning different actions of connection. However, they were trying to gain something from it. We're not talking about external charity, right, Rav? No, no. just as it's hard for us to imagine what the second temple is. There were people who were in attainment and understanding, but they couldn't refrain themselves from falling, because it had to break. And it's not our job to relate to them. They still are greater than us. But however, we have to learn what we can from ourselves. Nothing will help a person if he is not about to correct his ego, if he's not directing himself to reach love of others. That's the principle. What are you studying Torah for? What are you doing each and every action for? Why do you live in this? Why do you exist in the world? Do you exist in order to reach a connection with others, and by that to reveal the Creator, in order to give Him contentment? That's the only right formula you should have. Now, unfounded hate, what does that mean? No reason for it? Rav, yes. According to my desire, I don't have a just cause. I don't want to connect to anyone. It's natural. May there be a hatred without a reason? How is that possible? Rav, no, the reason is the evil inclination one has, but it's not because someone did something to me. Even if he didn't do anything, I still cannot connect to him. I'm incapable of being in one desire with him, in one heart, to cover under one blanket, on one masach. Can't. That's what we should work on. How to work? To connect in a minyan, a quorum, a prayer for the light that reforms, so it can connect us to one heart. One heart, according to the measure, which means one heart. It's gradual. Bit by bit, gradually, we will reveal the upper force, the Creator. That's how it works. And let's say you work in a group and there's a reason for the hatred. So what do you do with such a hatred? Still, overcome it. Understand that this is given to us intentionally so we can overcome. Of course he'll have it, that's for sure. The more we advance, the more we'll reveal the seeming justification for hatred. Yep. That's the problem. And to go above reason, meaning above all those reasons the Creator evokes in us, to see that it all comes from above. Meaning it doesn't matter if there's a reason or there isn't a reason. That's all the Creator awakening to rise above it. Love covers all crimes. Next. Excerpt number 4. Bala Sulam writes in Hauma newspaper. The nation. National love is the basis of every nation, just as egoism is the basis of all individually existing beings. Without it, it would not be able to exist in the world. Similarly, the national love in the individuals of a nation is a basis of independence of every nation. This is the only reason for which it continues or ceases to exist. For this reason, this should be the first concern in the revival of a nation. This love is not presently within us, for we have lost it during our wandering among the nations for the past 2 millennia.
So this national love needs to be the goal of our existence. That's how we come to the land of people, Israel, the people of Israel. And therefore, that needs to be our national plan. And this is what we truly need with all our force, educate the people. And of course, Judaism needs to give an example to all the people in this matter, in what we call national love. Next.
Excerpt number 5 from Sefer Hamidot. Jerusalem will not be built until there is peace among Israel.
Jerusalem, meaning not that we're going to build a few more neighborhoods there and move some embassy to there. That's all. That doesn't say anything. I don't even understand what's the whole discussion about that. It doesn't point to anything. But rather, Jerusalem won't be constructed until there will be peace amongst us. To attain shalom, peace, the perfection of connections between us, is called to build Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Not from stones, but from our hearts.
6. From Avodat Israel. Because of the unity of Israel and the awakening of love and fear, Jerusalem was built.
Also, there are many sources that talk about the same thing. Because the composers, the authors, are of those of attainment, and they understand that that's the essence. And all the rest is truly nothing. Yes, Chaim.
Can I ask about excerpt 4? We read about the national love.
Yes.
The nation of Israel didn't establish like other nations. It's not natural connection.
Why? Because it needs to give an example to all the rest of the nations how to connect. So it's been done on a smaller level. The representatives of all the nations assembled. Abraham collected them to one form, brought them to the right form, and we need now to live in this example and show it to everyone. After all the crises, and now that everyone is in despair and don't know the way, exactly, the whole world is ready to accept this form. And then we can present this example to them. And therefore, the people of Israel is not a nation, it's a connection of all those 70 nations that were in ancient Babylon.
This means that to begin with, there wasn't any natural love between the people of Israel.
It wasn't there, no. There was no love for anything or a connection for anything. These were like gangs, you understand? Look at the Negev today in Sinai, in the desert, little kind of gangs, camps, where they don't want to talk to each other, they don't want to get married with each other or anything. You see very big differences, very differentiated.
So why does Baal HaSulam demand that we build it between us?
Because we already went through the whole process, both the ascent in connection and the shattering. And now we need to prepare ourselves as an example towards the whole world. And then as we unite ourselves, as much as we do that, the world will unite around us. Because we're in the group where we have those representatives of the 70 nations of the world. And then there's a connection to each and every nation from our group. And therefore, what will be in this group will also cascade to them as well.
But are we incapable of building such a national love?
Yes, we must.
Or to begin with, the love between us will be... it will be spiritual because we come from a different foundation.
What is national or spiritual? National means the connection between us.
When I say national, I'm talking about the natural love he talked about.
I'm not talking about the general folk, those Jews that are in every place. That's not the people of Israel. The people of Israel, spiritually, is that group that longs for connection. If it will build within it that connection, it will spread also to all of the people of Israel that are the corporeal Israel, and to all the 70 nations of the world as well.
This means that, to begin with, he talks about spiritual connection, and that's it, above all.
You can see how they're all talking this way, all the sources. Only Jerusalem in the heart and peace amongst Israel will be the building of Israel and so on. They're not talking about doing there some building.
So it's unclear why he calls this national love.
He's talking about what the people have lost over the 2,000 years of exile that it once was. at one point they were in love towards other. Love your friend as theirself in the first temple truly existed. We fell from that to the second temple. And the second temple, don't do to your friend that which you hate. In that format, that's mochin of neshama. Then we fell to unfounded hatred, which is the exile already. So there was already that national love once. There was a nation of Israel in the land of Israel, as we call it, the nation, meaning a big group that was in mutual connection of love, that was in the Israel, the spiritual land of Israel, and that desire of Israel, the desire of Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, to one force, to one root. And today we need to attain it again. Bala Sulam, and none of them of the Kabbalists is saying that we can give up our destiny. On the contrary, they say that without that there is no future. We're not operating because we don't want this. We have no choice. We must implement this. Next.
Excerpt number 7 by Rav Kook. It is time to remind and revive what has already been forgotten by many hearts. The state of the generation and its spirit require teaching wisdom from the source of Torah, that which should have been found naturally, the national love. This learning is necessary for all the factions, for those who have forgotten them and did not find in their hearts to increase the national love properly, as befits the head, the Rosh, of all with honest, moral, and good manners, which is good in the eyes of God and man.
Well, you could probably still read maybe item 11.
Excerpt 11 from Shem Mishmuel. When the unity of Israel returns to its former state, Satan will no longer have any place to put mistakes and external forces into them. Since when they are as one man and one heart, they are like the wall of a fortress against the forces of evil.
This is all understood to us from all our introductions. Maybe 12.
Rav Kook writes, the depth of evil and the greatness of its root are also the depth of good. Hence, the depth of hatred is also the depth of love. And although we were destroyed, and the world with us, by unfounded hate,
yes, we brought the ruin to the world from the unfounded hatred that was in us,
we will be rebuilt, and the world will be rebuilt with us by unfounded love.
By us returning to love, also the whole world will connect to it, meaning it's one-to-one, the future of the world depends on us. 9.
Yalkut Shimoni. Jerusalem is destined to be a light to the nations of the world, and they will walk in her light.
I saw a little yesterday on the news, yesterday on TV, Trump there by the Wailing Wall in Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum, and how the whole government and all the Jews are looking that maybe something good for us will come out of it. It is so not associated with our fate. It's hard to even describe. All the people look as if they don't understand where they are, in what world, how the world behaves. What is Jerusalem? What is this Western Wall, the Mount Temple, the Jerusalem, the land of Israel? It's all, and who and what. These are laws of nature, and everything depends on the connection between us. He could be a good guy, or maybe, but how could he influence something? It's truly, it's kind of like a pathetic, poor picture. What are we doing in this world? Where are you, the people of Israel? Everyone is pointing at you, that you are the center, that you are the worst of all, that you're causing all the calamities in the world. They're saying about you that you're a special nation. Then find your uniqueness, your role, and implement it. No, we're expecting for some... How many commentators and how much talk about it? It's horrible. As if that will do something. Anything but to work in correcting nature. Anything but carrying out what the Torah expects and demands of the people of Israel. Really? And they're talking about the Mount Temple, Jerusalem, the Wailing Wall. For what Jerusalem, if so? What, as a symbol? I remember that I think it was the rabbi from Lubavitch who said, when they said to him, when will we build the temple? He said, what are you going to do, a museum there? That's how he answered. It's, maybe look for it. It seems to me, but it was something like that, and it seems to me like it was about him. And he said, right, what are you going to do there? If you're not ready for being suitable to that concept of the temple. Yes? 10.
Excerpt number 10. Bala Sulam writes, in the writings of the last generation, Judaism must present something new to the nations. This is what they expect from the return of Israel to the land. It is not in other teachings, for in that we never innovated. In them, we have always been their disciples. Rather, it is the wisdom of religion, justice, and peace. In this, most nations are our disciples, and this wisdom is attributed to us alone. If this return is cancelled, Zionism will be cancelled altogether. If they assume this religion, the temple can be built and the ancient glory restored. This would certainly prove to the nations the rightness of Israel's return to their land, even to the Arabs. However, a secular return, such as today's, does not impress the nations whatsoever. And we must fear lest they sell Israel's independence for their needs. Needless to mention, returning Israel.
Yes, of course they will sell us. And we have no choice. If we need to really change our attitude towards the whole world and our neighbors, the Arabs, we can do it only through the connection between us. The upper light that is coming to us spreads also in circles around us and then necessarily obligates everyone to also enter that connection. Yes.
Can we continue regarding what you just talked?
Whatever you want.
You just said that Israelis are looking at Trump in the Wailing Wall and they're expecting that someone is going to put things into place.
I see him as a representative, a messenger, because all the ministers and kings are in the hands of the Creator, and he's giving us some kind of extension. He symbolizes an extension of time for correction, but no more than that.
Can you please say, instead of expecting some Uncle Sam coming and organizing things, what should be our, in plain words, what should be our expectation?
I would say that the expectation is for us to long as much as possible to the connection between us, on every faction in the nation. That's why we need to advertise throughout the nation our fate, our destiny, our role, and what our fate depends on. And in accordance with that, we will see the results. But that advertisement needs to be as much as possible touching the hearts of our groups all over the world, which are called the internal Israel. And then between us and the people of Israel that are in Israel. But first between us.
Should people replace their current expectations instead of someone coming to organize their problem, to expect that we will be united and he can solve, this is what can solve the problem?
Yes.
If you can explain to us in a simple way, mundane way, why will the connection solve all the problems?
Because we become, like he writes here, like a flashlight. We let the light, the upper light, give it a pipe to bestow and illuminate to the whole world. You're looking for words that are going to be more clear to people? Because we will be closer to the upper force, which is a force that is good and benevolent. If we make it good and benevolent between us, we'll be closer to that force, and through us, it will operate on the whole world. We can bring the whole world to its ideal state, to peace and calm and filling and everything.
For a person who hasn't learned at least a little bit from it, sounds fantastic.
It's illusionary, like fantasy, false, unrealistic. I understand. But nevertheless, try to example to use examples from nature to explain it, that nature is integral, that we too, like it or not, are getting closer to a form in which we're dependent on each other, that our body is built that way, that it's all like that, and it's just us in the relationships between us are breaking those laws of connection, and therefore nothing is working out for us. Everything seems to be expensive for to us, and look, what's the $380 billion deal on weaponry? And you understand how much money is being spent all over the world with this on weaponry. Do you know what you could do in the world with that kind of money? These are immeasurable things. How much does humanity pay for its ego? And who enjoys it? Who is delighted by that? No one. Even if he has billions from earning, from profiting from those weapons, what is he doing with it? In short, we need to explain it, but we have no choice. Who do we need to give the daily duty for? Yes?
A group in Nuremberg have disseminated this Sunday in Karlsruhe regarding Jerusalem in the heart.
Karlsruhe, okay.
Yeah, about Jerusalem in the heart. They were in dissemination. There were over 100 people. Some people were crying. Some people felt that they really belong. We got help from Simeon Vinukul. But there are many people who are still hesitating. How can we give people the confidence that only by our connection can we connect the people of Israel?
I understand them, but there's nothing you can do. Drop after drop, it adds up to a great sum. We need to continue to do our work. Look at what we're doing here. Another article, another things, this and that, here and there. We have no choice. Who do we have to? Ashkelon. They're already standing. Look, what a beautiful group, huh? Please.
Dear teacher, dear friends all over the world, the groups that are in our service are from Holland, Santiago, Minsk, Petah Tikva, group number 5, and Ashkelon. Today's daily task. Darvut is a condition for the giving of the Torah. How can each friend in the 10 act throughout the day to realize the arvut? How can each friend affect the connection of the hearts? I repeat, the arvut is a condition for the giving of the Torah. How can each friend in the tent during the day carry out the arvut? How can we affect the connection of the hearts?
I would add to that that every friend needs to feel that the correction of the world depends only on him. That it depends only on me, on him. Well, and?
Tonight at 6:30, you're all invited to watch the Zohar lesson live with Rav Lightman. This will conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
Cheer.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone.
Shell, take it out of my skin. I got my fingers crossed, 'cause I don't know when.
We are the people.